Hello, wanna love.
I saw my accent and I swear.
Sue me.
Miss me with that bullshit for the birth.
Sue me.
Know they did me dirty while I still had the title, but I don't hold any anger, I just swear.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, let me start by saying I had recorded this episode and then I changed my mind. And then right after deleting the first version, okay, everyone is just moving around. It's literally 9:57. It's 10 p.m. Na watu walaliuku. I don't know what's wrong with them. They always make noise when I want to record something. But anyway, I wanted to say that I have a cold and that's why I might sound different. I have a cold, but you know, we must record this episode because, okay, I'm not literally 20. I'm turning 20 because this is 4 or 5 days before my actual birthday. So, yeah, there's that. And I need to set some things straight before, you know, I turn 20. Things that have been on my mind. You remember that segment I had on this podcast that said 5 things on my mind? I'm going to call this 20 things on my... Oh, 20 essentials at 20. I keep stopping to clear my throat, and that's the funniest thing that has happened today. But so, let me get into the business. I'm calling you guys my turtle community. I had the choice of calling you turtles or peacocks, but you know, I chose turtle because I took a test on my spirit animal and turtle was more accurate. You see, one thing about me, I will always change my mind. So don't worry. So after like a year, I might call you the peacock community, but for now, you're turtles, okay? And the spiritual meaning behind turtles is a turtle is a highly spiritual animal that represents the journey toward wisdom, truth, understanding, and peace. Okay, do you really need to know the symbolism behind a peacock is? Even if you don't know, I will tell you. If you don't want to know, I will still tell you. The peacock symbolizes resurrection, reinvention, and it also means that it's never too late to change your course of action, definitely. And those two spoke to me, definitely. You people know that I am a spiritual person, and shit. Moving on. I thought that I needed to write down the things that I want to speak on here. Of course, I have like an outline of the script, but I had a more organized way of doing it on that other episode. This episode, but that other time I recorded. But I realized that, no, that's just not me. I was about to read some corny comments that I came across on YouTube saying what you should be doing at 20. Nah, that is not me. That's not what we do here. So I'd like to say thank you to all of you who give me feedback. Shout out to specifically Gloria Muli for always giving me feedback on these episodes. You are a great fan. Shout out to Faith also. Faith in my class. Faith in law school. I love you. I love you. Sending you blessings and love. So yes, I'm bringing back 5 essential things on my mind. But now at 20, I'll call it 20 essentials. Because I'll definitely speak more than 20 things on here. But you know, for rhyming and you know the vibes. So I have learned so many things this previous year, my 19th year. It started on a very high note. I had a very good day on December 5th, 2020, sorry. Had a very good day. I had certain people in my life. I knew, wow, I'm blessed, period. And then as the year progressed, something happened, a shift happened specifically from around April. Things just changed. People stopped seeing me for me. I think I also changed, you know, I'm a peacock and shit. Yeah, I said peacocks change a lot, yeah. And one thing about me, I will change my mind. I will reinvent myself. And so in the process of becoming the person I think I am meant to become, I have lost a couple of friends, quote-unquote, a couple of people I used to associate with. You see, my high school life was a facade for most part of it. It was me being SO. That's what they used to call me. It was me being this person who is, who knows certain people, who had clout. And then, you see, those relationships got carried on after, is that English? Oh my God. Got transferred to my adult life after high school. And some of these people I used to talk to were very, I know I might sound judgy, but they were very vain. They're people who I looked at and I'm like, so I was this vain in high school? Anyway, so I lost those people. Some of them I had a connection with as much as they were vain. And it was hard, of course, but I had to let them go. So in like the beginning of the year, I let these people go, right? And specifically this boy, you know me and boy, but he wasn't a Bushirian, thank God, hallelujah. Wow, it's so surprising that he wasn't, but this boy, he used to like me. It's quick story time. This boy in Form 1, he used to like me a lot. This nigga liked me. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't think anyone liked me like that in Form 1. So we went for this pupils reward scheme. This was a forum where people who had passed in primary went to state house to meet the president and to stay there for a week. So I was lucky enough to go because your girl was smart since back then, period. I went, and then yeah, we were supposed to meet, but apparently he was also smart like that. Hey, all these things. He went, but on a different trip. So I was hoping to see him, but it didn't work. So after that pupil's reward, whatever, I wrote him a note. He replied. And then we used to write to each other. And then after a while, he went for a trip to, I wouldn't say the place, because once I say it, he shall know. He bought me a gift and then sent it to me, apparently. Got lost in the mail. But we used to, like, write to each other. And then he just became vain. In the middle of high school, he became popular, quote-unquote, because he used to play a certain instrument and that was cool by then. This story is becoming long. So this nigga, he became popular, and then there was me who had literally no talent. That thing still disturbs me, but okay, I used to debate, but that was all. There was nothing more to me. Because also academics were fucking me up at the time. But so I couldn't say, I don't have a talent because I'm still smart. No, biology wasn't doing the thing, and chemistry and math, but yeah, we still survived. So in the last year, Form 4, we decided, you know what, let's just rekindle this thing. And we did, but he was different. He felt different. He didn't like me the way he did back then because, you know, he thinks he has clout and I should respect that he has clout. And me, I see you as normal. I can't act like you're a celebrity. And you're not in my world, in my head. I didn't put him on that pedestal that everyone was putting him. So it's like, it was different. And then, so like that, this story is relevant because it marked the loss, the first loss I had this year. And then I think this opened doors for further losses. It sounds sad, but it was a blessing in disguise, because now I look back and I'm like, did I really need to talk to this guy? Maybe we'll need each other in future, but it will be purely work-based. It won't be a relationship where I am getting drained and I constantly need to be validated, or I constantly need to remind myself who this person was or who this person is. Because even after high school, this nigga could not move on. He is not famous anymore, but he's just caught up in those old patterns. And you know, we're peacocks. We move. We move. We transition. We redefine ourselves. That's what we do here. So, yeah, like I said, this story is relevant because it started my journey of losing people who I thought were permanent, more or less. And then, after now losing this guy, I was about to say his name, after losing him, I lost another guy. I keep saying nigger, but it's not feminine, and I need to be feminine, sending those feminine vibrations to attract a masculine man. Did I say masculine? Masculine. Anyway. So, yeah. That opened doors for further losses, which turned out to be blessings. I lost another friend. They're not dead. Let me make this clear. They're still alive and kicking, hopefully. But they're not in my life. I lost another friend. And then recently, I lost one of my closest friends to complicated situations such as... point to note, if you are close with your friend, just keep it like that. Keep it to friendship. Don't put other things in there. Don't involve third parties or think of, you know, we might, you know, hit it and then probably we have a future. No. If you're friends, let it remain at that. Yeah? Okay. Moving on. Sasa, I lost this friend. And then... the reason I lost his friend was because of an entanglement, but I won't get into the details of that. I have healed. It took me... I have never cried because of losing someone, because, you know, Esther is Esther. But I felt terrible, although this guy was not treating me the way he should be treating me as a friend. He only saw a part of me, and I believe there's so much more to me than what he saw in me. And that should be a reason you leave relationships. If they don't see the part of you that, not the part of you, parts of you, they don't appreciate the whole you, they only appreciate certain aspects of you. That's a very valid reason to leave that relationship. Let me take that back. If a person does not appreciate the whole of you, they only appreciate certain parts of you, and then they're like, hey, okay, cool. You can leave. Yeah, you can. Imagine. Si lazima. Si lazima ukae hapo. But sasa, it felt terrible because this guy, we've been friends, quote unquote. Yeah, we've been friends. Let me not invalidate the friendship. We've been friends for about 5 years now. Yeah, but now he's gone, we move. And then I lost another loved one. They're not dead, I promise, they're not dead, but they're like dead in my world now. They're like, phew, gone, non-existent. So this guy, it started off so well. He was even on my vision board. He was, and surprisingly, all these people are boys, they're men. But so, I think I lost some girls in the process, but I don't know. See, Levi, why I don't lose my women like that. My women are solid. I love you guys. So, this guy was even in my vision, but I was seeing a future with him. If you know my vision board right now, it has Olivia Pope, definitely, Marilyn Monroe, some other pictures of luxury, spirituality, blah, blah, blah. Just the corny shit of what a vision board should have. So there's this dent, like a gap. I removed that picture and it was the most difficult thing I ever did this year. I mean, we've done this on and off thing for a while, but I am convinced that this is the last time. This is actually the last time. And this story is relevant because when there was a disagreement in the whole situation, I got to realize that as much as I'm a peacock and I reinvent myself and I'm a turtle, I am wise, I seek my truth, blah, 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 all that, I got to see parts of me that I have never seen. Normally, it's always the other person who is wrong. But this time, hey, talk about pettiness. I'm doing a face bomb right now, but you can't see it. But here, I am petty. It's even shocking. I am so petty. Like, you see, this person is competitive. Like, he needs to win an argument. I am similarly competitive. I need to win this argument. I mean, there's even nothing to be won here because it's like we were done. There's nothing left of us. But I still needed to feel like I was in control of this situation. I needed to... I simped for a while. And then when I realized the simping is not working, I switched to pettiness. And then I could not recognize myself. And then I just realized, oh, some situations really bring out the worst in you. And I got to introspect after the whole ordeal. I am 90% past it. There's 10% of me that is still hurt. My ego is hurt for various reasons that I won't reveal on here. But I got to see my shadow. One thing about me, I am very keen on seeing the bad parts of me. I won't be quick to tell you, you are a bad person, or you do this and this, and you see that is wrong. One thing about me, I don't define things like that. I don't tell you. I don't limit my experiences to this. This is morally wrong, because what is morality, either way? I'm sure this will be used against me later on in my life when I need to do something that is concerning morality, and then I'd be, you know what I mean, moving on. So, this person made me realize that I am not only petty, but I am also attached to things in a way that it's wrong. This whole relationship thing was founded on, yes, there was love. It was not even a relationship. It was complicated, but there was love, yes. There was everything, yes. But there was attachment, codependency, and I don't say it is wrong, but it's not the ideal way to do things. So I have the pattern. It's an app. I keep recommending it here. It's not sponsored. I hope that they sponsor my episode soon enough. Amen. Amen. So the pattern tells me that I should value my independence and freedom in everything that I do. And I should also channel my thoughts, my attitudes, my beliefs towards helping people in the best way that I know how to. And every time I look at that, I'm like, no, you're wrong. Imagine, I don't like independence like that. But then you see, you keep fighting parts of you until the universe, I don't like saying the universe so much on here because some of you do not believe in that crap. But so some, if you keep doing something repeatedly and it isn't good for you, it's repeated until you're like, nah, you just tap out, you can't do this anymore. So that's basically what I was trying to put across. The ending was terrible. And then I got to see my attachment issues. I normally know that I have attachment issues, but tell me why it is this severe. I can lose a pen and think about it the whole day. Because once I put my feelings into everything, even inanimate objects, like I love my notebook so much. I love my pens so much. I love my stationery so much. I like my mask so much. I don't know. It's just disturbing in so many levels. But yes, my attachment to things and people was revealed in this whole breakup, quote unquote. And I got a tarot reading from Hatim. He won't listen to this, but shout out to you, Hatim. Hatim gives free tarot readings, so if you're interested, you can check him out on Instagram, Hatim Energy, I think. So I chose, there are normally three cards. I chose the one on the left, but normally, you see, in primary, how we were being taught the left part of the heart is the one, you should look at the left and right side facing you. I don't know, you should determine the sides while looking at it from, I don't know how to explain it, but you see how the left side of the heart is the right side. Yeah, basically, I chose the left side, and in my head, it was the third card from my right now. But he showed me the reading for the other card, and then I was like, hi, I want the other one. But still, anyway, I just said, okay, it's the universe plan. So it said that, I don't have my phone here, but it said something close to, it's the reading from 29th November to 5th December, which is my birthday today. When you're listening to this, it said that now is a time to go inward and not look for your value from the outside. And that takes me to my third point, which is taking others off that pedestal that you've put them. Take them off, imagine. You won't die. Take them off that pedestal. You shouldn't have people as a priority before you at any point, no matter what value, quote unquote, they're bringing to your life. Take them off that pedestal. They don't deserve it. Like, okay, maybe they do deserve it, but let them come second after you. If they actually do deserve it, let them come second. Yeah? I placed importance in other people from my early years, nice and so old. I placed importance in other people and wanted to be those people so badly. I remember telling this specific person that, you know, I want to be like you. And then he'd constantly tell me, you're made in my image. You'd think he's God, and yes, he was my God. And now, there's a time in my life I couldn't say no. But hey, I have grown. I have come from far. Since I started this podcast, I think speaking life into my life through this podcast is really helping me in so many ways. It's actually a manifestation process, activity, because every time I speak about something on here, it literally shifts my mentality to something bigger than I am, something that you get the whole thing. It means I'm quite deep, sana. So the third thing that I want to speak on here, is it third? I lost count, guys. Is I am proud of myself for questioning. I am a Sagittarius bitch, as you know. Shout out to all of you Sagittarius bitches out there. I love you. You are my sisters and brothers. So, having the courage to question things and to want to know, why is astrology evil apparently? Why is this good? Why is this bad? Questioning my spirituality, questioning why I do things the way I do, introspecting. I think this year has been... Oh, did I mention that I was sick at some point this year? I was really sick. And the sickness was contributed by my negligence to some extent. But I listened to myself and I had gone to hospital, and then it was like a whole process of always coming back. I wasn't getting better. That's when I realized, hey, I need to be eating better. I ate greens for a whole 4 months. I didn't eat meat. I became vegan by force, and that really helped me. It opened my eyes to so many things, like some things I usually do. Do I really even need to eat this meat at the moment? Nah. So the... Where am I? I've lost my trail of thoughts. So yes, I have also learned that I set the rules to my life, and that this life is mine and mine only. I need to discern things before I do them. I need to have the spirit of discernment. Every time I'm alone, I should have the opportunity to tap into my potentiality. I should be able to think about things that are good for me and things that are not good for me, and have the courage to let go of things that are not good for me. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening to me on my birthday. I really appreciate your feedback. You can comment on this on Podroom. Share it to your friends if you like it. And I can't wait to share this new journey with me on Second Floor, 20-year-old. Bye, guys. I love you.